News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
I want to turn now to the, I suppose it is a historic decision by the Sisters of Charity to cease involvement in the new National Maternity Hospital. Broad welcome for that, but some concerns about the fact that the hospital will remain not in public ownership, but will still be owned by a private body. Dublin's Lord Mayor, Brendan Carr, joins us. He's also Vice Chair of the Board of the National Maternity Hospital. Brendan, you've said Simon Harris, the Minister for Health, is living on another planet in relation to his response to the decision. Why do you say that?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. The reason why I'm saying it is because he seems to be thinking that the whole concern that the public had was with the Sisters of Charity. The concern that the public had was the fact that there was 300 million of taxpayers' money being put into the development and they wouldn't own one brick of it, that he wouldn't have any guarantee, say, for the future of the running of it. And for the Minister to come around and say now that the concerns of the public have been allayed as a result of the Sisters of Charity not taking up responsibility or not taking up their positions on the board and giving to another charity is not what the public were asking for at all.
Well, is it not, Brendan? Is it not? And I'll come back to, and I think you definitely raised an interesting point about the fact it will still not be in public ownership. But wasn't most of the controversy over the fact that it was the nuns who would be owning it? And we saw that march and we saw the banners, take your rosaries off my ovaries. It was very much about the nuns being involved.
Well, I don't believe so. I mean, I believe some people tried to hijack it and turn it into that debate, but I don't believe that was a concern. And it certainly wasn't, not once during the debate I had in this issue did I raise this issue about this as a charity being the sole problem. The problem here is basically that this charity's going to take over. They're going to transfer this from one charity to another. And the concerns that the public are putting so much money into a building, into a massive development, and won't own it, it's still a huge concern for the public. The public wants, if they want to invest so much money into something, which, by the way, is needed, it's accepted, it's in the right location, there's no one arguing any of that stuff. But what the public actually wants here, from what they're telling me, from the debates and the emails and the phone calls that have come to me, is that they're investing that kind of money. Do you want to ensure that not alone do they own it, but well into the future, that you want to have a say in who's actually going to run it? And what the minister is doing here is taking it from one charity, handing it to another charity, and it was described rightly so as just moving the deck chairs on the Titanic. And that's all this is happening.
Is it your concern that the habits, if I can be glib about it, the habits will be replaced by suits in terms of who's running the hospital? Is that your concern?
Well, my concern is that this is the National Maternity Hospital, and the public themselves will not have an input in the running of it. The public themselves will not own it. And the public
You're right about the ownership. They will have an input in how it's run. I mean, the Department of Health
Well, the Department of Health will have a say in it, but it's going to be handed. My understanding is that this has been handed from one charity and then another charity is to be set up, another company to be set up to do this. I think that's completely unnecessary. I mean, if the public are paying for this and they own it, well, then they should have a say in it and they should actually have the say in the running of it and completely disjointed from any charitable, any other organisation. People at the end of the day determine who the government is. The government can determine the policies for the country. And that's the way the maternity hospital should
be.
The public actually determined, it's sort of
done. We're told, Brendan, that it will be run in accordance with the laws of the land.
Which we were told at the last time that it would be run in accordance with the laws of the land. That argument has already been made. The big concern here, the big concern I'm having on this one, is that there's so much of taxpayers' money. And a lot of money has been wasted in the past, taxpayers' money. And here we are, we're another massive development, which is going to be transferred to a private organisation, which won't have...
Okay, your solution, very quickly, very briefly, your solution.
My solution is one of two things. Either the land is CPO, it's either given to the government, which will be one solution. It's either CPO by the government, which is another solution, or either that there's a 9-9-year lease on it, which is another solution. Either of those solutions, the government would then have full say in who, how, when, where and why that hospital's going to be run. And I think with so much investment going in, I think that will, once and for all, allay all the public's fears. I think the Minister can do it and he should do it.
All right, Brendan Carr, Dublin's Lord Mayor and Vice Chair of the Board of the National Maternity Hospital. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.